Temple by Steve Garnes Holmes. Tourists come to admire the temple, to take pictures and buy mementos, but it's not on their maps. Pilgrims come seeking their separate peace in it, but they can't find it. Eventually, the army arrives, ordered to destroy the temple, but it has vanished. It isn't here. It isn't there. It isn't a place. It isn't a thing. It is empty space. It is the love between us. It's not something that is, but something that happens. Like gravity that exists only between objects and space. The dwelling place of God exists only in the love we hold between us. It is eternal. When we enter that holy space among us, we enter that holy. Nothing can remove us. In the cool of the sanctuary, we listen to the music and we breathe. To be sure, this place, this South Church, is her people. The radiant, life-giving power of this place is you all. It's Lauren and me and all of our wonderful staff, but it is this thing that we create together. It is the outpouring of love that we saw last week hold Stephen and Susan as the news of their son's death spread. One after another, you reached out, you showed up, you held them in love, held them in the same love that they held so many of you in over the years. The power of this place was alive in the ready and willing spirit with which a brand new family dove in last week, already meeting with me and then showing up to the ACLU event in the same night, diving right in, aware of the stakes that right now they are so high. We are the temple. Like the poet says, the dwelling place of the most holy is here in between us. This is why we share that silence, why we reach out at the end of the service, why we connect to remind us of this beauty, of this oneness, which is the fundamental truth of existence, that we are connected to all, to everything, to this interdependent web. I think of two summers ago, as many of you remember, after the fire next door, while the sanctuary was being cleaned and painted and every page of every hymnal was being vacuumed. We decided together to meet downstairs, and we were a little bit worried with the huge change in venue and our natural dip in summer attendance with the less than, shall we say, perfect acoustics even then. But beyond a few people for whom the idea of cramming into that space with hundreds of folks was basically a level of hell, beyond just a few, the rest of us loved it. And what I loved was the spirit, was the connectedness, was the open and ready attitude with which we met that challenge. Yes, it wasn't ideal. Yes, it was certainly not the plan. And yes, it was just right. Because we met the challenge together, just as we have met all of the other challenges. We had just enough space to bring the very most important parts of the sanctuary downstairs. Because the most important parts of the sanctuary are portable. Because they have legs and arms and noses and ears. That's right. It's you. And this is a beautiful thing. And to dig into it a little more explicitly, this is part of a legacy of our humanist lineage. This idea that the holy is not some bearded man lounging in the clouds, though man or woman, if God, I'm sure there would be a beard, but I'm open. The holy is not that image, but rather the holy is right here, is right now. the deepest and most beautiful strains in our lives sing in the space between us, in these relationships, in our shared potential and power right here, right now. It's just that if we look, if we find the holy, or that if we focus ourselves, or if we kindle this power, if we work hard to realize this truth, it's not like that. It's just here always. The sacred is magnified and manifested in this space between, in this togetherness. And so many of us feel it. Sometimes walking in for the first time, this return, this melting away of loneliness and fear, this return to rightness, to love, to this deepening breath. This is, of course, not automatic in our churches. I love the Bible passage in which Jesus comes into the temple to see that it's been filled with vendors hawking wares. This is Stop, a poem by the same poet. He starts with that scripture passage where Jesus screams, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's temple a house, a marketplace." And the poet says, "In fact, stop everything. Just get rid of all the stuff. Get rid of religion itself. Shut down the hubbub and enter into the stillness at the heart of everything." The Sabbath that is the real temple, the silence that is God. Don't run in the sanctuary. You can't hear the silence when you're busy. There's no substitute for stillness. The only offering desired is your presence. Stop and wait upon the beloved. Breathe. This is the holiest of holies. Destroy the temple of doing and let the temple of being rise up from within. I love that last bit. Destroy the temple of doing and let the temple of being rise up from within. I would say, remember the truth of this life, of this moment. Sometimes we are trapped inside of our minds, held hostage by ideas of what should be or how we should behave. And if left unchecked, this disconnection can rob us of the truths of our beings. So long ago, Ralph Waldo Emerson in his Divinity School address writes, "I once heard a preacher who sorely tempted me to say I would never go to church again. There was a snowstorm falling around us. The storm was real, but the preacher merely spectral. The eye felt this sad contrast looking at him and then out the window behind him. He had lived in vain. He had not one word intimating that he had ever laughed or wept, was ever married or in love, had ever been commended or cheated or chagrined. If he had ever lived or acted, we were none the wiser for it." All of us can be trapped in our minds. Our sanctuaries can be filled with hollow platitudes. The social hall can be filled with posturing and preening. But we know snow, probably within a couple weeks. We strive here to build a community of connection and authenticity, to build a community of memory and hope and miracle, a community whose sacredness is built on truth and love, like a carrot picked fresh out of the ground, cleaned mostly, but still with that sweetness and beauty, still a tiny, tiny bit of dirt so that you know that it's real. In our service to one another, in our small groups, in our associate programs, on our board, on our building teams, we show up in our fullness just the way we are. And when we show up like this, so much is possible. In just a little while, at this congregational meeting later today, we'll celebrate some of the good work that has been achieved as a community in these last couple years. I think back to our first conversations about the possibility of a capital campaign more than 5 years ago. I think of all the good conversations, the first rounds of meetings as we explored the vision of how our physical spaces might further and deepen the mission that we serve. I think of the capital campaign itself, going to so many of your houses, meeting with you, practice thing, and then getting pretty comfortable at asking for money, practicing in my car outside of your houses. And I remember so many of you giving so generously. I remember meeting with people who give gifts of all sizes. I remember talking with so many folks of modest means. I remember talking with people who said they wish they could do more, but explained that the gift they were committing to would be sacrificing, that they had figured out with their expenses just how much was possible, and it meant so much to me. I'm so grateful for all of that generosity. We raised all that money that we did because of the sum total of all of us. We reached that goal because of gifts of all sizes, of big ones and small ones and everything in between, because all of us did what we could, because every one of us was a part of it. It was like Emerson said when he described the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one. So here we are, this building on its way to be done. Some furniture, some soundproofing, fine-tuning the heat, but we're so close. And then the gift of the new space just a little ways down the street, this new possibility. If you haven't been there, come by. There'll be an open house next week, but also just come by any Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We'll show you around. It's a beautiful space with lots of potential. Together, all of us, we will find a way forward. We will continue to care for this space. We will dream together uses for the new one. And these spaces will house the single most important thing that we have. Again, all of us together. Working as one to serve this mission, to remember our truest nature and to act on it. Kathleen McTeague writes, "Sweet mystery in our own hearts and dancing in the space between us, hold bright before us the truth of our unity. We breathe the common wind of this earth, no matter where we live or who we love or what language we speak. We drink the common water of this earth, no matter what our race, how long we live, the coverings with which we drape ourselves. We walk the common paths of this earth, no matter how far we are from home, the gold we carry or its lack. Dear oneness at the heart of things. Keep our own hearts alive to all those who visit, all those wandering ways that bring them to our hearth, that we might see you in the eyes of every stranger. Here especially, today especially, we feel this oneness at the heart of all things. Here, we in this room are one. We outside this room are one. But it's so easy to forget. Connected in this moment, returning again and again to this moment, we are one in the stream of time, connected with every other circle of people who have gathered now centuries on. So many who have gathered with the health and thriving of South Church on its mind and heart. This is our moment, this shared moment with each and every one of us pouring ourselves in, generous with all that we have and all that we are, pouring ourselves in to make this place thriving and radiant so that in this time of fear, we may deepen our love for one another, for our neighbors, for all. Pouring ourselves in to make this place thriving and radiant so that in this time of doubt, we may strengthen our faith in one another, in the possibility of goodness and beauty and hope. Pouring ourselves in to make this place thriving and radiant so that in this time of disconnection, we may remember that not only are we connected to one another, but that there is this holy, this beauty, this grace and power in that connection. I'm so deeply grateful for each and every one of you, for this sanctuary we have created, that we continue to create with our beings, with our love, this physical sanctuary, to be sure, that we tend to for generations to come, especially this other sanctuary, which we remember and we return to and we give thanks. Amen.